This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Maria R. Martinez. Date of birth, November the 13th, 1980. Case ID number is 414-5452. Date of exam, November the 17th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 8/15/22. Identifying information. This is a 42-year-old married female with four children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of bipolar disease, hypertension, and mild asthma. The claimant is presently employed as a provider, which she has been doing for approximately 1 year. She also worked as a cashier for 25 years. During that time that she worked as a cashier, she worked 8 hours per day, 6 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she only works 4 hours per day, or approximately 33 hours per week as a provider. She lives in a house with her family, and her husband is presently not working. She is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegation number one, bipolar disease. Number two, hypertension. Number three, mild asthma. History of allegations. Number one, bipolar disease. The claimant states that in 2016, she was having difficulty with depression and anxiety. She states that she had severe insomnia and would get up approximately 5 to 6 times per night, had increased appetite, decreased concentration, decreased motivation, decreased energy, anger episodes, hallucinations, and weakness. The claimant states that she was hearing voices and seeing shadows. The claimant also states that she has had suicidal ideation and attempted to cut her wrist in June of 2021. She was hospitalized for 1 week at the behavior center for a suicidal attempt. Her condition is better at this time, but at guarded. Allegation number two, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2000, she was having chest pain, shortness of breath, and occipital headaches, along with occasional blurred vision. She denies any in-organ damage, such as myocardial infarction, cerebral vascular accident, or nephropathy. Her blood pressure at this time is 143/88 mmHg. She is presently not taking any medications for her blood pressure, which is normal at this time. Allegation number three, mild asthma. The claimant states that in 2010, she was diagnosed with asthma secondary to allergies. She states that her shortness of breath is precipitated by walking one block, climbing three steps, talking, sometimes resting, and with seasonal changes. She denies smoking at this time. The last time she was in the emergency room was in 2015, and she has never been hospitalized or intubated for this condition. She is presently taking albuterol, HFA, 2 puffs, PRN is needed for her asthma. She was diagnosed with allergic asthma and is presently stable at this time. Limitations, the claimant is able to walk one block, stand for 5 minutes, climb three steps, but unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button her clothes, and lift approximately 10 pounds above her head. She has no assistive devices that she's using at this time and is seeing a physician at Donna Medical Center. She takes meloxicam 15 milligrams QD for pain, which does give her relief. She states the only other physical activity she does is mainly housework. Her daily activities include watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, but not doing any other exercise at this time. Family history. She did not know her father. He died in his 60s. Her mother died at the age of 52 from cancer. Medications, escitalopram, 20 milligrams QD, bupropion hydrochloride, 200 milligrams SRBID, aripiprazole, 10 milligrams QD, trazodone, 150 milligrams QHS, meloxicam, 15 milligrams QD, vitamin D, 50,000 units Q week, furosulfate, 325 milligrams BID, rilbelsus, 14 milligrams QD, and albuterol HFA 2 plus PRN if needed. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus, comma, asthma, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, bipolar disease, slash depression, slash anxiety, comma. Anemia, comma. Major surgery, C-section times 4. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.7 Fahrenheit, weight 307 pounds, height 59 and a half inches tall, BP 143 over 88 mmHg, heart rate 91 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 60. General, this is a 42-year-old morbidly obese female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you drop down to Snellen vision? OD uncorrected is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to neurological exam? The claimant was alert and oriented times 3 and had good eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent and her mood was mildly depressed for the time. She had clear thought processes and her memory was intact. Concentration was fair and she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of patellar and the ankle were 1 plus bilaterally, as well as decreased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow, steady, but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assisted device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romberg sign was negative. Muscular skeletal. Could you drop down to the last, to the second paragraph? There is normal range of motion, motor and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position. was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 40 degrees bilaterally. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on her own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with moderate difficulty. The claimant had difficulty in walking on her toes and was unable to walk on her heels. The claimant was able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally, secondary to morbid obesity. Assisted devices, she requires no assisted devices at this time. Neurological, could you drop down to after neurological exam? To functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. She is able to toe and tandem walk and has difficulty in heel walking, secondary to spurs and plantar fasciitis. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue secondary to morbid obesity. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields or in her vision. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to bipolar disease and morbid obesity. Probable diagnoses, number one, bipolar disease, dash being treated at this time with multiple medications, appears to be fairly stable at this time, but her condition is being guarded, secondary to a history of suicidal attempt. Number two, hypertension, dash not being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 143 over 88 mmHg, which was normal. Number three, mild asthma, dash normal physical exam at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Maria R. Martinez.